Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
It's the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Those first dates are always super awkward, and you try to work your way through it, and then you don't get a call back. You're like, I guess that was unsuccessful.
I guess that was a fail.
It sucked.
But it's so unfortunate because you're like, there could have been a plethora of reasons why it failed. What was the one?
And that is why we do Blown Off. And if you've been in that situation recently, we want to help you out. Hot1015TampaBay.com/blown off. Justin, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
All right. So tell us about Alyssa, because I heard the way you all met was pretty spectacular.
Well, we actually met on Match.com, but yeah, we had like a 98% match, which never happens.
I'm about to say, because I'm on Match.com, I think the highest I've gotten was like an 82.
So you're basically soulmates, is what you're saying, per match.
Exactly. It never happens. It was crazy.
So tell us about this first date.
I picked her up at her apartment, and we went putt-putt golfing. And then after the putt-putt, we went out and had snow cones from like a little vendor on the street. And it was like a perfect like little romantic summer date.
And so what went wrong, do you think? I mean, because that sounds pretty much spot on.
I really don't know what went wrong at all. I mean, it's been almost a week, I guess, since I've actually heard from her, and I have no idea.
And you didn't
where I went
get far. Too competitive? Like, I can see Holly being on the first date and slamming down.
No, listen, sometimes they get the best of me, and I'm like, I will get my ball into that pirate ship first.
Exactly.
And then it just kind of turns awkward. But I don't.
Did that happen to you, Justin? Did you get crazy?
No. I mean, I'm actually a terrible golfer, so she actually was better than me for real.
Wow. So we really don't know here. Well, Justin, we're going to get Alyssa on the phone because I want this to be a match. I mean, if
Match themselves says 98%, why not?
You're soulmates. I mean, this is debt. We're going to bring you two together. So hold on for 3 minutes and we will get Alyssa on the phone on the new Hot 101.5.
My face above the water. My feet can't touch the ground, and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon every time. You are not around, slowly drifting away, wave after wave. Water. My feet can't touch the ground, and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon every time. You are not around, slowly drifting away, wave after wave, slowly drifting away, and it feels like I'm drowning, pulling against the stream. Drifting away, wave after wave, wave after wave, slowly drifting.
new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Justin and Alyssa met on Match.com, had a 98% match.
Unheard of.
Doesn't happen. But they went putt-putt golfing, and Justin has not heard from Alyssa. So we're going to find out why. Are you ready, Justin?
Yep.
All right.
This is always such a nerve-wracking part. But listen, Justin, when we do get Alyssa on the phone, Miguel and I will do the talking first. That way she's not bombarded, you know, out of the blue with you. So we'll kind of ease into it, all right? Yikes. I mean, 98%.
Hello?
Hey, is this Alyssa?
Yes, who's speaking?
This is Miguel and my co-host Holly. We are from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
I know you're a little curious as to why there's a radio station calling you right now, but we really just wanted to ask you, and it's a totally safe atmosphere. We just kind of wanted to ask you about our mutual friend Justin, who you went on a date with recently, because, I mean, he told us that you had a 98% rating together on
soulmates.
Match.
Soulmates.
So, oh you my know, God. We kind of try to figure out what went wrong on that date so we could...
Oh, my God.
Oh.
His car was disgusting. Like, there were, like, dozens of fast food bags and rotting food in them and spilling out of them everywhere. It stunk in there.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Alyssa. My car was a little messy. I understand. Like, but I, you know,
oh,
I don't like the litter. I don't like to throw stuff out my window. Like, it's just.
I'm sorry, Alyssa. We didn't mean to surprise you with Justin. Justin, I know you kind of jumped in there. But, Alyssa, so you're saying it was a complete trash box. Justin?
Yes.
You're saying it was not? Who's right?
I mean, who doesn't have some trash in their car? I mean, you know, I don't like the litter. I don't like to throw things, you know, out my window. And
oh,
you clearly don't like to throw away anything because I couldn't even, like, keep my feet from touching the ground because, I don't know, I was scared if there was going to be a rat or something living in it or growing out of it.
Justin, what are you doing?
There's no rats in my car. I mean, I actually didn't want to front. I didn't want to be, like, I didn't want to misrepresent myself. You know, I wanted to be myself. I didn't wash my car or anything.
Can you understand how seeing an old hamburger, you know, popping out of a bag may be a little unattractive and make a girl not want to call you back?
I don't think it's all that bad. I'm not a germ freak, you know. I don't think I have to, like, disinfect my car before every date. Like, it's not like I have to impress anybody by, you know, making sure that I sanitize my car. You
no,
know,
but just, maybe, like, not driving around in a Petri dish for disease is probably, like, on the list
Thank
of things
you.
To do. Because that
Thank
could
you.
Cause serious illness, Justin. Like, you just throw your stuff out.
If that's what his car looks like, I don't even want to think about what his bedroom looks like. Oh, who lives like that?
Hoarders. You know what, Miguel? Can we get producer Nikki to get the producers of Hoarders on the phone?
Yes!
Because I think we might have a case with Justin.
I think it'll be the special edition Tampa Bay car.
Justin, we're here to help.
Yay! Blown Off.
Blown Off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.